You're listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today's Friday, December 16th. Laredo's record rainfall this week saturated the campus grounds and forced officials to move the traditional outdoor commencement exercises indoors. In deference to the safety of our audience and participants, we cannot host the fall commencement outdoors. Our grounds are saturated and unstable, said TAMU Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Pablo Arenas. The revised commencement exercise schedule for Saturday is as follows. Saturday, December 17th at 10 a.m., A.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business and the College of Education. At 4 p.m., ceremonies for the College of Arts and Sciences and College of Nursing and Health Sciences will be held. Both ceremonies take place in the Kinesiology Convocation Building. Texas A&M University System Regent Elaine Mendoza will be commencement speaker at the 4 p.m. exercise. Regent Mendoza of San Antonio is founder, president, and CEO of Conceptual Mindworks, Inc., biotechnology and medical informatics company. Governor Rick Perry appointed her to the Board of Regents in 2011. Her term expires in 2017. More than 500 candidates for undergraduate or graduate degrees will participate in Saturday's combined commencement exercises. Additional information on commencement is available online at tamu.edu/commencement. Returning and first-time students must provide proof of bacterial meningitis vaccination. The new state law, passed by the legislature earlier this year, becomes effective January 1, 2012, and requires all college-bound new students, transfer students, and returning students to provide proof of vaccination. The Jamie Shannonbaum and Nicholas Williams Act requires that a bacterial meningitis vaccine be administered to new college students under 30, transfer students, and students who have been away from school for a semester or more. Anyone whose vaccination is more than 5 years old must get a booster. Students must provide evidence of vaccination or evidence of having declined the vaccination. Evidence to decline vaccination requires an affidavit or a certificate signed by a physician duly registered to practice medicine in the U.S. It must state that in the doctor's opinion, the vaccination required would be injurious to the health or well-being of the student. The student may also decline the vaccination for reasons of conscience, including a religious belief. Students are strongly encouraged to receive the vaccination. Spring 2012 classes start Tuesday, January 17th. The law is named after two students who were afflicted with meningitis. Shannonbaum, a student from the University of Texas, lost most of her fingers and both feet because of the disease. Earlier this year, Texas A&M student Williams died of complications from meningitis. He lived off campus and wasn't required to get the vaccine. The City of Laredo Health Department offers the immunization for $8. Contact the Health Department at 956-723-2051 for more information on their immunization program. And for more information, visit the TAMU Student Health Services online at tamu.edu/wellness/stuhealth.shtml. The university will observe a state-authorized holiday release Friday, December 23rd through Sunday, January 1st. Offices reopen January 2nd with office hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. The Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will be on intercession schedule January 2nd through the 15th, with the library open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and closed Saturday and Sunday. University offices will also close Monday, January 16th in observance of the authorized state holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In the event of emergency over the holidays, please contact TAMU Police at 956-326-2100. The LULAC Council No. 7 announced TAMU Associate Professor and Chair of the Fine and Performing Arts, B.D. Leindecker, the recipient of its 2012 Higher Education Award. Organizers said the LULAC Higher Education Award is presented to a deserving individual who has encouraged the growth and advancement of higher education. Leindecker has been a member of the TAMU faculty since 1998 and holds her bachelor's and master's from the University of Houston. Prior to joining TAMU, she was a longtime dance instructor at Laredo Junior College. She has spearheaded the development of TAMU's fine and performing arts programs and the facilities that house them. Leindecker regularly choreographs for numerous Laredo groups and clubs, including the Laredo Little Theater, Laredo Theater Guild International, Women's City Clubs, Dancing with the Stars, and others. For additional information, contact LULAC Council No. 7 at 956-949-7685. University information is also available online at tamu.edu and on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. A TAMU smartphone application is also available for free download at tamu.edu and at online stores for Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone and iPad.